Hi guys, welcome to this week's episode of What Was Said. In this week's episode, episode 14, we're going to be joined by a friend whom I met online sa Twitter. He's Filipino but he lives in Australia. I think he grew up there. So, pwede ko nang i-showcase yung aking Australian accent. Let's see kung like, pwede ba, pasok ba sa kanya. Oh my god, nakakahiya, pero let's go!
What was said by CJ Villa.
That's me.
Maayong gabi, Andres. Welcome to the podcast.
Hi, CJ. Long time no talk. Oh my god.
Oh my god. Wait, so ano lang, let's give a brief background kung sino ba si Andres. Yes. First time niya kasi sa podcast. So, please introduce yourself.
Okay, I'm Andres. Me and CJ, for the audience, we met through, oh my gosh, Animal Crossing Twitter? Correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Buhay pa yung GC, ano siya, parang, ang funny kasi, before, 20 yung members. 28 parang 20 ba yun? Members yung GC. Tapos ngayon, 6 na lang kami.
6 na lang? Oh my god, wait lang.
Nag-ano kasi, nag-fall off yung game.
Medyo, kasi last year, diba, like, because, you know, we entered the new age of coronavirus, and we were forced to resort to these games, you know? Because, like, serotonin.
OMG, wait. Ikinalimutan mo yung important part ng, ano, si Andres, ano siya. So, Filipino siya, Bisaya. Pero sa Australia, kalumaki, di ba?
Yeah. So, oh, yeah. Yes, I need to do a background on that because the audience needs to know I'm Filipino, okay? Pero I moved to Australia when I was, like, in the middle of my teens. Like, 14 to 15, so your boy was going through it, like, being a diaspora.
OMG, oo nga. Oo nga, lalo na teenager, like, gitnang gitna.
So, like, weird kasi, meron akong split na identity as a Filipino and as an Australian. It's become more apparent as an adult where you have to reflect on how your formative years of puberty have shaped you into the person you become. I'm sure you can relate.
Pero paano siya parang, syempre, ikaw lumaki ka sa Pilipinas, tapos nung dumating ka sa Australia, paano niya ikaw super, yung culture shock or something, paano ka naka-adapt?
Okay, with culture kasi, yung biggest thing is that, I'm not gonna name the town, pero when I moved to Australia kasi, I moved to like, yung super parang provincial good talaga na town, like halos lahat mga puti. So like added pressure sa akin kasi wala masyadong Asian, so I'm like, oof, like am I gonna get hate crime, you know, like, you know, stuff like that. And then I didn't really anticipate that until I moved here. And then kasi boarding school ako, like my parents sent me to boarding school, so I was all alone in Australia.
Wait, like, yung mga, yung parang sa Jamie, private school,
oh my
girl.
God, girl.
Jamie.
Oh, wait, you've watched Jamie? Oh my god.
Yes.
Okay, to the audience, if you haven't like, watched Jamie, you need to watch it. I'm sure CJ can approve.
Yes, yes. Ang ganda talaga na, like, private school girl. I can relate to that.
Diba? Also,
and then, pero yung boarding school, like, naka-dorm ka talaga. Like, hindi ka umuwi sa bahay.
Naka-dorm talaga ko for 2 years. So, I was there for 2 years.
Tapos, bagong lipat ka pa.
Bagong lipat, oo.
OMG.
So, that's a whole thing. Pero, CJ, can we talk about your fascination with the Australian culture? I want to hear about that because I think the viewers need to know.
No, kasi ano, first, ano siya, British accent siya at first. Ah. Yung mga 2019, before the quarantine
grabe,
started.
Grabe, my villain origin story pa siya.
This is my Joker story.
Joker story.
Tapos ano, kasi parang, okay, sikat siya sa troll Twitter, yung mga British accent. Parang, saka for me, it's easier to say certain words kapag may accent. Kasi yung parang accent ko na Filipino, na minsan nag-hinder siya sa mga sinasabi kong words. So, parang acceptable kapag sinabi mo yung, pag nagsabi ka ng words ng British accent, tapos mali yung pronunciation kasi it's how we say it in the UK. Ganon.
That's so true. It's true.
No, it's true.
Oh my god.
Tapos parang ano siya, nag-evolve into Australian kasi sa Australia mas ano, parang may twang, parang
oo,
parang
siyang
UK accent na country.
Kaya parang nga, ganun. Oh my God, I'm glad you understand. Kasi yung sinasabi ko lagi sa mga Pilipino, just for them to understand, yung parang, yung UK tsaka Australian accent, parang, like, Australia is like the country British accent. Like, yes. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean?
Yes, kasi...
Like, you get it, you get it. And if you don't, you don't.
If you don't.
This is another thing I need to point out to people. Yes. Kasi... Ma-surprise yung mga tao na wala akong Australian accent. Like, as in, wala talaga. Like, people are like, but Andres, you've been in Australia for like, what, 10 years na? Why don't you have it? Kasi, before kasi I moved to Australia sa Davao. Kasi, oh yeah, for, we completely skipped that. I'm from Davao, everyone. Just so y'all know. So, okay. I'm like, Bisaya. I know Bisaya. I know Tagalog. Stuff like that.
Yes. And
in Davao, I went to, I'm not gonna say the school, it's like a private school.
Okay.
So, ewan ko kung alam mo, pero grabe yung pagka-stress na you have to speak English in like a Filipino private school.
Okay, alam ko na kung anong school yan.
Ah, alam mo na, alam mo. Okay.
Alam ko na kung like, anong school yan.
CJ gets it
sa
and
Davao,
she gets it.
Oo, gets niya yan. Like, kahit hindi siya sa Davao, may certain school talaga na parang may pressure mag-English.
And I'm sure mas grabe talaga sa Manila.
Kahit nga sa elementary, may ganun eh. Parang kailangan mo magbayad ng 5 pesos every word na Tagalog na sabihin mo. Parang,
wait, meron kayong ganun? Like, parang swear meron. Jar? Parang swear jar, meron. Pero English jar.
Oo, so parang dinanahimik na lang lahat. Kasi ano ba naman yan? Oh, pati ba naman pagsasalita natin, ipopolis nyo? Sure,
yes.
Ako, ano, si Andres, siya yung mix na may halo na siyang Bisaya and Australian accent. Tapos ako, I feel like pure Australian.
Oh
My accent is full Australian.
Australian.
It's not even close.
Let's be real. No, girl. But girl, I think you practice your Australian accent more than I do. Kasi sa akin, like, for me ha, I also want to spill the tea about the Australian accent.
Okay.
If you're like Asian. Para sa amin, or at least for my experience, it's more of a survival thing. So like, parang, kung meron ako makita dito na puti, and then parang, I feel like they're gonna hate crime me. I speak in like an Australian accent as a defense mechanism. Like, gets mo.
Okay, okay.
Parang like, para sa kanila, like, oh, this kid's Asian, but he assimilated. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
oh my God, so okay. For example, ako ngayon, ako yung straight white male, na blonde hair, blue eyes.
Straight white male, blonde hair, blue
like,
eyes, like Aryan
ako,
race.
Tapos, na, tapos nasa beach ako, may hawak akong surfboard. Parang, hey bro, gaganinin kita. Anong, paano ka magre-reply? Parang, hey bro, can I blah, blah, blah.
Oh, I'd be like, oh, good day. Like, something
wait.
Like, grabe ka cringe. Like, habang, like, while I'm doing it, I have to, like, hold my laughter back. Because in my head, I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm doing this.
No, pero, wait. Can I hear? Wow, parang ano pala? Kaya mo mag like, I mean for sure kaya mo, pero mag-example ka ng pure Australian accent mo na ginagawa mo kapag ano, kapag
ooh,
kailangan.
Okay. I need to think of a sentence. Ooh, I know, yung okay. Yung keyboard sentence, yung wait, I need to do trills to warm up. Okay. Okay. Oh my God, like, right now, I feel like I'm trying to copy you versus copying yung puti.
No, because my accent is so perfect. Like, no, hindi na siya Australian, UK na ulit siya, na wala na yung country.
Parang British, oo. We're going back to our roots.
No, not the colonizer.
Not the colonizer. Bitch, they're both colonizers, let's be real.
It's true. Let's be honest.
It's true. Let's be honest. The quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog. Lazy. Like, parang, meron pagka, eh. Like,
oh
I don't
my
know
God. Wait. Ano yung OMG? Wait, ito pala, may question ako. I mean, kasi diba sa Australia, parang kilala for having yung mga weird abbreviations or something, mga shortcuts sa mga.
Yes. So many, so, like, you know, Brecky.
Yun, Brecky, Mac.
Like, I'm gonna
ano
have
Mac-us?
A Brecky. It's Macca's.
Macca's.
Macca's. So think of like Macca's, but like Macca's.
Macca's.
Macca's. Yes! Oh my God, girl, you nailed it!
Say I'm Australian, guys. Nice, no, but nice. It's true. It's true. I'm it's really. True. I feel like I'm half Australian. Question mark.
You've assimilated to the culture.
Favorite ko sa Australia yung parang laging may question mark sa dulo yung mga ano yung mga sentences.
Oh, yung tono. Oh, oh, parang ganun, like na 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 na. Like parang I don't know. But you get it. Oh my god, girl, it's so hard to explain. Kasi
hindi ko din kayang sabihin kung bakit sa nag-start yung parang fascination ko sa... So, syempre, so, ano nga, parang joke sa simula. Pero, napansin ko pala, yeah, na-realize ko na parang yung mga pinapanood kong shows, yung mga comedians na pinapanood ko, yung vloggers na pinapanood ko, mga Australian pala sila.
Mga Australian? So, parang
ko, or... Kasi, yun talaga. Alam mo, nahihirapan na ako.
I don't know if you want to name... I don't know if you want to name drop some YouTubers kasi I never remembered watching any Australian YouTubers.
Oh my god. Si ano? Si Tina Yong. Tapos si OMG, I forgot her name, yung kamukha ni Blair Waldorf. Na lumipat na siya sa Amerika. Si Chloe Morello. Ayun, Chloe Morello.
Ah, Chloe Morello. Yes, yeah, lately. Yeah. Oh, actually, meron akong example din si, I don't know if you ever followed him, but si Troye Sivan.
Yes.
Before he became popular.
Wait. Akala ko South African siya.
South, okay, here's the thing. Oh my god. Funny story, because I met Troye Sivan like twice. But si Troye Sivan kasi he's South African, pero he's pretty much grown up in Perth his whole life.
Oh.
And just for anyone who's not familiar with geography, Perth is in Western Australia, which is like at the other side of where I live, because I'm from Queensland, which is where Steve Irwin's from. Fun fact.
Oh, yes. Pag naisip ko Australia, siya yung ako.
Si Steve Irwin, di ba? Siya talaga yung symbol kasi jumping on crocodiles, you know, the like.
Mm-mm. Saka yung matching, ano niya, khakis. Perfect.
Oh, the khakis, like the whole olive green outfit, yes. Very
nice. Now let me think. Para ako kasi my normal accent, it's Australian.
That's so true. No, kasi, okay, CJ, going back to my point kanina, grabe talaga ang identity crisis ko. Like, I've been going through some soul-searching stuff in the past year because of COVID. So, like, I've been reflecting on my identity as a Filipino.
So, ano yung mga ano, reflections mo?
Like, oh my God. Share lang ha, like, I'm sorry. I'm okay, the kind of person who goes into tangents a lot because
it's okay.
That's just how my conversation flows. Like, if you're a close friend of mine, you would know. But this is literally the first time me and CJ are talking one-on-one. So, yes. To the viewers,
okay. So you're this experiencing, is a very like, experience.
It's a milestone, to say the least.
Yes. In, wait, hindi. Nag-usap na tayo sa parang sa for like 10 chat. Seconds. Pero hindi ako nagsasalita. Sa ano, sa voice,
sa
chat,
voice chat,
sa Animal Crossing.
And also, for to let everyone know lang ha, yung first impression ko kay CJ sa Animal Crossing group chat, it was like, oh my god, this girl is shy, but I know she's funny. Like, I need to pull that out of her.
No, kasi nung first first voice call ko yun sa, ever sa Nintendo. Tapos, sila yung mga kausap ko. Tapos parang ako, nandun na ako sa kakasimula lang ng Australian accent face ko.
Tama.
So, nung pagkabati ko pa sa kanila, sabi ko, hello, good hello. Morning.
And then Duwagan everyone was like, girl, you Australian? Because like, all are American.
Tapos parang ako, no.
And they were like, oh my god, this girl's Australian. And I'm like, oh my god, this bitch. This bitch is a troll.
It's a joke. It's a joke.
But is it?
Yun nga, yung sinabi mo na parang reflection.
Yeah.
Sa identity mo ngayon, quarantine.
Kasi, oh my god. Yung ishare ko sana kanina was basically, I took a DNA ancestry test because I've always been curious about my lineage because... Ooh. I basically grew up with a single mother my whole life. Like, my birth father, mm-hmm. I literally wasn't... He was never in my life from the start. Pero I met him once when I was 18. And then parang...
Oh.
Para sa akin lang ha, like, when I met him, parang wala talagang connection. Because I've never seen his face. I've never spoken to him. Like, as in, zero talaga. Parang stranger. So, it was like a total, like, oh my gosh.
Actually, ano nga, parang it's weird kapag sinasabi ng ibang tao. For me lang ah, syempre ako wala naman akong experience na single parent yung nagpalaki sa akin. Uh-huh. Pero parang na-weirdan ako pag sinasabi ng ibang tao na pag na-meet nila yung parang father or mother nila kahit na matanda na sila, may special connection daw talaga kahit na hindi naman nila kasama lumaki. Yeah. Parang baka naman iniisip mo lang na meron. Pero ang weird naman na parang nakita mo lang siya first time tapos may connection agad. Parang that's for me. Pero sige, yeah, let's continue. No,
it's actually interesting you bring that up because I've also heard about that from other people na meron connection daw. Pero personally lang talaga sa akin, parang wala talaga. And I was so surprised.
Mm-mm.
And parang when we were talking, it was mostly like yung factual conversation. Like I just wanted to know about basically 50% of me as a person, you know, because like you cannot lie to science. Like that's how it is. Like if you get it, you get it. If you don't, you don't. And then basically, like fast forward to the present, because I did my DNA test like last month, mm-hmm. and I got the results. And also, this is another thing to all the viewers. Like growing up in the Philippines, I was always made fun of for looking very, very Chinese, like Chinito.
Okay.
And I'm sure CJ can understand yung parang hindi naman, is it, would you call it xenophobia? Like when Filipinos are inherently like kind of prejudiced against Chinese looking
people
in the Philippines.
Well, sa akin, ang nakita ko sa akin, hindi ako nakakita ng mga binuli kasi mukha silang East Asian. Mostly parang tinatanong lang na parang pure Pinoy ka ba? Parang ganun lagi. Parang Pilipino ka ba talaga? Ganun.
Uh-oh.
Pero syempre, iba yun kasi ikaw yung naka-experience. So, paano ba yung sayo?
I think we have to take into factor din na iba sa Manila versus sa Davao in terms of like Chinese.
Mm-mm.
Kasi diba, like, correct me if I'm wrong, pero there's quite a big population of Chinese in Manila, diba?
Yes. As in,
and then sa
Davao
kasi medyo like, you're either very Hispanic or very Moreno.
Okay.
And like, parang, yung mga East Asian, parang like, medyo minority talaga. So like, mm-hmm. sa school ko kasi, oh my God, private school, grabe talagang drama. Like,
paano ba? Paano bang bullied? Drama? Anong ginagawa? What?
I was bullied for looking Chinese. Like, I think I can say this because it's literally been used against me as a slur, but I was called Chingoy for like my entire elementary school years.
Whoa, wait. Ngayon ko lang ulit narinig yung word na yan. Parang...
You've never heard of that?
Oh, no.
Like Chinky Ingoy. Like, you know what an Ingoy is, right? Like, a monkey.
Oo, gets ko yun. Pero yung... Hindi ko talaga siya ever narinig dati.
Kasi I have like... I kind of have big ears kasi like parang may Buddha ears ako. Which honestly, it's a symbol of good luck. So like... Who's hating?
Yes,
like,
first time ko talaga yung marinig.
Yung parang gina-discriminate ka for looking like, you know, Chinese.
Hindi, yung ano, yung word mismo na...
Yung word? Oh my God. I'm curious if anyone in the audience has been made fun of for their ears. Because honestly, I was always made fun of it. And also, combined with the fact na medyo chinito ako, like... Yeah, so ever since
pero
I was
ngayon,
small...
Pero ngayon, hindi mo ba nakikita? I mean, ngayon kasi... Parang ngayon yung word kapag sinabi mo chinito, parang, ay, guapo.
Diba?
I mean, ano na siya talaga?
Like, gina-celebrate like, na siya ngayon.
Synonyms na.
Mm.
Mm-mm. Yung ang kanta ni, ano, ni Yeng ba yun?
Yeng Constantino.
Yeng ba yun?
Ano yung last name niya?
Constantino.
Constantino, yeah.
That's o, yung parang so chinito na song.
Mm. And I would have loved to have that when I was younger because now it's like, oh, it's celebrated, but girl,
it's
my
hot,
time.
Ganun na, parang, oh, hot.
Like, girl, we are like hags. Like, back in the day, like, I think people were way more savage.
No, it's true.
It's true.
I mean, ako parang, ano, ako ang binuli sa akin nung bata ako, elementary and high school. Kasi ako, dark-skinned. So,
dark-skinned.
Morena talaga ako. Ako yung pinaka, like, dark sa amin, magkakapatid. Tapos, never ko naman siyang, parang never ko siyang kinahiya, question mark. Kahit na parang sinasabi ng mga tao, yung mga internal na racism na parang, ganda sana akong maputi ka. Yung mga ganon. Yung dark skin ako, and also kasi, full yung lips ko, like makapal talaga yung labi ko. So parang
girl,
dati,
she's a bar.
Mukha akong brats. Yes, it's true, I'm
it's
a bar.
True.
Pero dati, ano ako, parang brats yung ano ko, yung yung labi ko talaga.
Oo.
Kasi syempre parang maliit akong tao tas malaki yung labi. Pero yun, lips. Tas ngayon makikita natin na parang gusto na ng mga tao ganun yung itsura.
Malaking lips, I mean, diba?
Oo. Tapos yung super tan or whatever, ganyan. Tapos dati pinagtatawanan ako na parang, ay, may itim ka. Parang ako, okay, and?
Diba? So, kasi yun. Grabe talaga yung beauty standards sa Philippines. Like, there's still like a strong influence of colorism talaga. Like, if you don't have Eurocentric features, parang like, girl, who are you? Like, yung mga halfies. Oh my God.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Now, wait a minute.
Now, wait a minute.
Wait a minute. Yung mga ganun, yung mga papasok ng Big Brother, tas may paglabas, oh meron ng kontrata. Yung mga,
yung Big Brother, God. Yung halos lahat, mga half, diba? Sila yung nagiging mga, yung parang top three, yung mga top five.
Nag-keep in touch ka ba ever na friend, classmate from your school?
From Atene. No one heard that. Girl, sorry, but the cat's out of the bag. Yeah, actually, marami akong like close friends from my school in Davao pa rin. Like, super close. And what's interesting is, like, I would say half of them have left the Philippines. And I feel like that's a common theme with being a Filipino is, sino na ba nag-move to another country versus who's still back in the country, you know? And it's like, it makes it more hard to reconnect with your friendship group, like barkada group. Ewan ko kung naka-experience ka na, like, yung mga friends mo from elementary na parang like, oh my God, nandun na sila sa America, sa Europe, sa whatever.
Ako, yung friends ko from high school, parang kalahati sa kanila nasa America na or Spain. Diba? Yung mga ganun. Tapos parang, syempre, sa simula, mag-keep in touch kayo, ganyan-ganyan. Pero as time goes by, mahirap na kasi yung time difference. Tapos, ang dami nangyayari sa buhay nyo. Mahirap kasi mag-keep ng friendship kapag...
Super.
I mean, for me lang, super hirap mag-keep ng friendship kung online lang.
Mm.
Pero ano naman, friend, super close ko pa din yung parang iba sa kanila. Like, nakakalaro ko pa tuwing weekends, yung mga ganon. Pero mahirap talaga kapag dahan-dahan silang nababawasan. Tapos parang next time ikaw na itatanong, parang may bala ka bang umalis ng Pilipinas? Or yun nga, oh magdarabaho sa ibang bansa.
Do you feel pressured ba by that? Like, no, I'm genuinely
curious.
No, kasi
I don't think I'm gonna leave the Philippines unless girl, super kailangan.
I admire that. Like, kasi, oh my gosh, it's always like a thing I think about in when I'm setting goals about the rest of my life. Like, yung Philippines kasi, it's such a difficult country to live in. I don't know if I'm exaggerating.
True, kasi tingnan mo nga eh. Tingnan mo sa Australia, parang, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, pwede na kayong lumabas, like, without masks?
Pwede na. Pero minsan, like, kung diba? Meron mag-isang case, like, yung precautions kasi dito, like, super strict talaga. So, like, kung merong case sa city, like, grabe talaga mag-mask ang everyone and then parang may curfew pa. And then, I think that continues for like 2 to 3 weeks. And then after nyan, parang wala na. Like, we can go back to normal. So, it's been like
pero
on and
yung
off.
Quarantine nyo, merong parang, meron bang help, may aid from the government? Parang bibigyan kayo
meron.
Ng...
Kasi may free healthcare man kami dito. So, yeah. So, yeah, going back to
let
the Philippines
cry.
Thing. Diba?
Let me cry.
And it's like, it breaks my heart because I... After going through the stuff here in Australia, like, I always look back in the Philippines, like, I really want to help. Like, that's my motherland, you know?
Mm-mm.
But, yeah.
Hindi, ano nga eh, kasi kanina lang to. So, kasi yung mga ayuda, so ayuda,
what's
mga
ayuda?
Aid. Yung mga aid, financial aid, or yung mga food na binibigay ng government, hindi kasi siya, like, nawawala. Hindi siya paano ba, hindi siya constant. Ano yung tamang word?
Consistent.
Hindi siya consistent. Ayun, hindi siya consistent. So, may mga places na walang nabibigyan, may mga places na nabigyan once, tapos kulang. So, nag-start yung ibang people ng community pantries. So, I'm not sure if nakita mo siya sa timeline mo. Pero, ano siya, parang initiative ng mga normal people. As in, walang organization. As in, tao
hindi
lang.
Hindi talaga siya organization. Ah, okay.
No, as in, parang mayroon sa isang street sa may Quezon City, parang naglagay siya ng karton, tapos naglagay siya ng food. Tapos nilagay niya, get what you need, give what you can.
Oh.
Tapos, so, dumami. Nag-sprout yung mga ganun sa iba-ibang lugar. So, parang in the span of 2 days, iba-ibang cities na yung meron, iba-ibang, merong mga halal food, merong mga pang, mga gulay, ganyan. Tapos, yung ano, yung government, parang na-threaten sila kasi nakikita nila na parang, for some reason talaga, na-threaten sila tapos pinastop ng mga police, ng mga military.
Grabe parang, talaga, sabi nila like, na, initiative talaga ng like society, like, you know, and then yung government pa yung mag-stop, like, to do something
diba?
Good.
Diba? Parang, oh, bakit na kailangan i-stop, mag-help
ang
na lang?
Ang kapal ng mukha nila, oh my God.
Yun yung ngayong araw, nag-ano sila, parang nag-retract sila na, ay, joke lang, sige, pwede. Kasi sinabi ng mga police, ay, kumuha ng mayor's permit, blah, 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 kailangan may ganyan-ganyan. Tapos nang nagalit yung mga tao, parang binawi nila yung ano statement nila, na parang, sige, joke lang, sige na, mag-ano na kayo, community pantry. Wala lang. Ayun kasi, parang hindi namin ma-achieve yung kung paano yung sa inyo, sa Australia.
Oo.
Kung walang help. Kasi syempre, magko-quarantine, pero paano yung mga tao magugutom? Kasi nga,
diba?
Walang work.
Like, it's interesting na dahil dyan, diba, nag-community initiative talaga. Like, when the government doesn't help, like, the people have to help each other. And that's such a sad reality. Mm-mm.
Ayun nga eh, parang sa ibang, I mean, pwede mo siyang tingnan na parang, oh, happy kasi merong, ano, bayanihan. Pero,
oh
girl,
God.
Ano siya, nabuo talaga siya kasi nga wala nang iaasahan sa government. So,
that peeve ko good yan
cute.
Ba? Yung parang, alam mo yung whole thing about, oh, Filipinos are so resilient, but girl, they deserve better. Like, do you know what I mean?
Diba? Girl.
Like,
yung
why
resilience
is the worth
na
of Filipinos measured by how much they can fight? Like,
pagod na nga akong lumaban eh. I mean, ako nga, I mean, ako speaking na ako someone privileged, pero nakapagod na din ako. Pero paano pa yung mga sobrang,
yung
like,
fortunate.
Nasa labas na walang work, ganyan. Kinakakaasar pag nakita mo yung mga.
Especially, ma-feel ko din yan as a struggle as yung identity ko. Even as a person who grew up with my mom. And then, yung mom side ko kasi, like, hindi naman sila poor, like, parang slums, pero like, they're definitely less than middle class.
Mm-mm.
And then for me to move into my stepdad's family, parang grabe talaga yung identity crisis ko kasi like, I know what it feels to struggle talaga. Like,
dati, kasi lumaki din ako ng hindi din wala masyadong kaya yung parents ko. Pareha sila nag-work noon. Tapos, kasi maliit lang talaga yung house namin. Tapos parang yung friends ko, pag pupunta siya sa bahay, ina-ask niya pa ako na parang, hindi ka mo naliliitan sa house niyo. Tapos parang ako, girl, do I have a choice? Parang, syempre bata siya, so wala siyang filter sa mga sinasabi niya. Pero,
diba?
Nung sinabi niya yun, syempre ako parang, girl, ito lang kasi yung kaya. So parang, siya kasi, dalawang floors yung bahay niya, ganyan-ganyan. Tapos,
oh,
malaking basihan ng kayamanan dati kung madami kang computer sa bahay. Eh, sa kanya kasi meron siyang dalawang computer. Tapos parang ako, isa lang yung computer namin. Tapos nga, maliit pa yung house. So, ano, nung parang nagkaroon na ng medyo may kaya na yung tatay ko, nanay ko, lumipat kami sa mas malaking house. Tapos parang after nun, ngayon, nare-realize ko na parang, ano, na, yun nga, na wala kami masyadong kaya dati. Lalo na ang dami namin magkakapatid.
Yeah,
so,
like looking
kami
back, diba?
Mm-mm.
Wait, apat as in you have 3 siblings?
Yes, that's for the girls.
Wow. Actually, oh my God. Yung sa mom side ko, kasi, okay. Yung step family ko kasi, I did not take their last name. So, I still have my mom's maiden name. So,
okay.
I am the only grandson of my grandfather who carries the last name. So, parang,
okay.
Alam mo yung pressure ng mga relatives na parang, oy, kailan ka na mag, like, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, girl, I am...
Mag-change ng surname? Pinapa-change nila?
Oh, hindi. Hindi naman mag-change ng surname. Yung parang, like, oh, when are you gonna have kids so you can, like, carry on last name?
Wait. Parang ganun. Oh, wait lang. Grabe naman yung anak agad.
Oh, like, I don't know if you've heard this from, like, your male friends, pero there's, like, that weird pressure to, like, sons of Filipinos. Parang, like, oh, they're gonna carry the last name. Yung parang ganun.
Actually nga, yan yung problem ko. Kasi nga kami, apat kami, puro babae.
Puro babae.
Ako kasi, I love my surname. So, I think, hindi, I know na if I ever get married, hindi ko siya aalisin.
Oh,
maybe
good job.
I-hyphenate, pero hindi ko siya talaga
really
aalisin.
Really need to keep it.
Oh, sorry. Ang ganda niya eh. Sorry. Diba? Sorry to my future husband.
No, like, your future husband is gonna have to deal with it, and that's on that.
Yes, as in, yun eh, there's no discussion.
Diba?
Like
either they get it, if they get it, they get it.
Yes, if you don't, then divorce. Charoto lang ang divorce sa Pilipinas.
Diba? Like, I feel like that's a basic thing that men need to understand na parang, I'm sure naman, like, you're not gonna get together with, like, a guy who is not a feminist. Like, come on now.
Oo naman. Like, unless parang ano ko, parang ginayuma ko or something. Siguro yun lang yung part. Ganon. Pero, hindi ko kaya. Parang, imaginein mo, ikaw, magkaka-partner ka tapos hindi, parang hindi align sa views mo.
Diba?
Parang,
like,
ang hirap.
I don't know how people do that. Like, I don't know if you see it, but, like, I see some marriages and, like, relationships and then parang, what's the word? Cognitive dissonance. Yung parang,
yes,
they say this, pero nakaka-contradict sa actions nila. Like, do you know what I mean?
Mm-mm.
Like,
yes.
I think a good example is, oh my God, I don't know if you know this, pero like, para sa akin na, because I'm LGBT, so this is a personal experience, but when I have a friend who's a girl, and then she's like, oh, I love the gays, and blah, 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 like, I love gay people, pero their boyfriend is homophobic as hell.
Homophobic, oh my
like,
God.
Like, ano yung opinion mo dyan?
Ew. Girl, ito to be honest, hindi talaga, tama ba yung word, non-negotiable. Yung ganun sa akin. Like, meron talaga akong checklist na if ganito ka, I mean, siguro sa ibang tao, nagdi-disagree sila na parang dapat open ka or something. Pero no, ako kasi no, kasi nakadikit yung mga beliefs mo sa principles mo sa life. So,
diba?
If homophobic ka, ibig sabihin, hateful ka. Kasi,
hateful ka.
Hello.
And I feel like that's...
And gugustuhin ko ba magka-partner na hateful? Parang no.
Of course not. And that also... That's actually another example of cognitive dissonance. Yung parang, di ba sinabi mo na, oh, like, you need to be open-minded. Eh, sila man ang hindi open-minded. So, bakit
oo
ako,
nga.
Why do I have to be the better person?
Sa akin lang yung pressure.
Di ba? Like, bakit sa akin lang? Like, it's not fair.
Kahit nga sa friends ko eh, kapag wala akong friend na mayroong mga jowa na parang problematic, parang yung mga close ko ah, parang kilala ko kasi
close.
Yung mga ano nila. Mga jowa niya. So, wala naman. Ito pala. Ito yung question mark ko. Kasi, ever since ginagawa ko yung accent, nahihirapan na akong mag-say ng certain words nang wala yung or yung ganun. Kasi diba pag Australian, parang or. Kasi si Ann Curtis, diba, sikat siya sa accent niya.
Oh, yeah.
So, pag ako nagsasabi ako ng no.
Nor.
Nor. That's okay, but okay. Ganun, I was just joking. Okay. Parang ganun.
It's like, okay. So, para sa'yo, parang nagiging subconscious na ba siya?
Oo, kasi nga, nag-start siya ng quarantine. Isang taon na yung quarantine. So, isang taon na ako, parang...
Na-condition na.
Oo, wala, ayaw na niyong maalis. So, pero, ang ginagawa ko naman, kaya ko naman mag-speak sa mga pag-work, pag-corporate, ano, na walang accent. Pero,
yung professional voice mo.
Professional lang tayo. Kasi hindi ko kailangan masyado mag-English kapag sa trabaho. Pero kapag normal na mga tao, pero pag normal na tao, tapos parang may one time may na-weirdohan sa akin kasi parang, bakit ka ganyan magsalita? Tapos parang ako,
Oh my God.
I'm sorry.
You know how those people are like, sorry to say it, but like normies when like you're
like,
talking to
nga,
them
parang,
in life.
Bawal mo bang, diba? Makarid ka na lang. Ito naman. Kailangan mo pang i-accent.
And then they're like, why are you being so weird? Like, if you think I'm weird, then...
Ako, ano pa lang ako, tip of the iceberg pa lang yung ako ah. Pumasok ka ng Twitter, ang daming mas weird
oh
sa akin.
Diba? Parang like, ganyan weird na
pero, ano, sa kanila. Like,
can you imagine? Who's gonna go first?
Ay, ganito. Say it with your, ano, your Australian accent na pure yung kapag ginagamit mo kapag defense mechanism. Tapos yung normal mo lang talaga na mixture ng lahat ng
disclaimer lang talaga for everyone. Like, mahirapan ako to speak Australian on cue kasi para sa akin, it has to be triggered by real
okay,
world events.
Okay, hold on. Let me pero, talk to a white man.
To a white man. Okay. I'll start.
Okay.
Wash, oil, theater, sure, data, ruin, crayon. Oh, we do not say toilet. We call it the dunny.
Oh, and yeah. Dummy?
Dunny, like D-U-N-N-Y, dunny. Dunny.
Okay,
that's
dunny.
Like slang for toilet. We rarely say toilet, I think.
Okay, so yun yung full Australian accent mo.
Yeah, but I'm sure like a lot of Australian, if there are any Australian listeners, I am so sorry.
To all of my Australian listeners, I'm so sorry if
yeah,
the accent
I apologize. I'm not trying to offend anyone. It's really difficult. But anyway.
No, I'm trying to offend Australians.
Love
white
that.
Australians.
I mean, I'm sure they can take it, you know.
I will show you how it's done.
Please.
Australian accent.
Teacher okay. CJ, thank you.
So, sabihin ko lang yung first two lines kasi feeling ko hindi ko na kaya. Mga nasa baba parang mahirap.
Mahirap na, diba?
Okay, so, wala, shit, mahirap pala nga mag-Australian accent ba?
Girl, you get it now.
No, because I really am then. I moved to Australia.
You're
just
native.
Don't know. Pero ako sa Tasmania.
Oh,
Tasmania.
She's a Tasman.
So let's go. It's wash, oil, theater, sure, data. I don't know how to say this. Ruin. Mahirap. Kapag magkakasunod kasi yung vowels, mahirap. Crying. Dunny. We don't say that. Spitting image. Syrup. Great. Aunt. Roof. Route. Roar. Iron. Salmon. Camel fire. No, hindi talaga siya Australian.
Oh
nawala. Alam mo, dati kaya ko siya,
Australian.
Pero nawala. Nawala na siya. But, ako yung pinaka-weird na ako pag yung mga UK people, sinasabi nila, schedule. Parang,
schedule.
Girl.
Oh my God. Some of them say it like that.
Weird. Kasi nga, S-C-H, so.
S-C-H.
Pero, tama ba yung spelling? S-C-H. Oo. Pero, di ba schedule yun? It's schedule.
Ako, when it comes to like different pronunciations, I just embrace it. Kasi alam ko naman that everyone speaks differently. So,
no,
kung gets
true.
Mo,
it's
gets
true.
Mo. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, tomato. Kasi dito,
potato,
for
charot,
cultural...
charot.
For
potato, potato.
Potato. Yung cultural context kasi is like, dito sa Australia, they don't say ketchup, they say tomato sauce.
Oh, ang haba!
They don't say ketchup. And then yung Sprite is called lemonade.
What?
Yeah.
May lemon ba yun?
Kahit walang lemon, CJ, Sprite is lemonade.
No, it's not. I mean, I knew that.
Of course you did.
Being from Tasmania, you know. Yung ito, let's talk about Twitter.
Yes,
kasi doon tayo nag-meet eh.
Yeah, we'll go back to the roots because Twitter, oh my God.
Uh-uh. Like, yung talaga yung country namin. Like, I'm not Filipino, I'm not Australian.
Twitter.
I'm from Twitter.
Wait, what would you call someone from Twitter? Like, you know how there's Filipino, there's Australian. What would Twitter be?
Twitterian.
Twitterian. Oh my God, Char.
I'm Twitterian.
Twitterian.
I'm from Tweetverse. Ganun, Tweetverse.
Oh my God.
No, pero kailan ka nag-start? Kailan ka nagkaroon ng Twitter?
Oh, I love this. Okay. I created my Twitter account back in 2012. That was my last year in boarding school. And then I didn't really touch it until... I mean, not touch it as in like, I touch my account. Like, parang giretire ko yung account. Like, I just left it alone for so many years. And then binalikan ko mga, oh my God, 2017. Kasi that was Ooh, when I...
So, recent lang.
Recent, diba? So, kasi that was the time when I got into K-pop. Fun fact.
Oh, okay, okay.
How about you?
Ako ano, 2009.
Wow.
OMG, hag.
Veteran. Oh my God.
Veteran talaga kasi yung friend ko from elementary school, sabi niya, oh, gawa ka ng Twitter kasi pwede mong i-ano, i-message si Katy Perry, ganyan,
si
ganyan.
Katy Perry, eh, yung para makontakt mo yung celebrities, diba?
Oo. Tapos parang ako, oh, totoo ba? Ganyan. Tapos parang siya, oh. Tapos parang ako gumawa ako. Tapos parang every other day, itutweet ko si Katy Perry, si Lady Gaga, ganyan. Tapos parang, girl, hindi naman ako nire-reply.
She's a Katy Cat and a little monster.
Tapos late ko na na-realize na, ah, hindi pala nila makikita. I mean, maliit yung chance. Tapos ever since noon, parang na-addict na ako sa Twitter.
Wow.
Like, it's just part of my blood.
Pero diba dati, yung pinakagrabe na toxic, yung between blackjacks and so-ons, diba?
And so-ons. Oh my God. Oo. As in, syempre ako naka-witness din ako. Nung, kasi nung so-on ako, mga ilang taon lang ako, sobrang bata ako, so parang nakiki-epal ako dun. So, ayun naman siya. As in, kapatid ko, blackjack siya. So parang kami, eh, hindi marunong kumanta. Pare-pareho ng concept.
Sibling rivalry.
Yes. Tapos ano naman siya. Ngayon napansin ko, mas kalat na yung pagka-toxic ng ibang fans. Kasi nga, meron ng Twitter. So parang, pwede mo nang i-hide yung bullying in guise of parang
being
stan
a troll.
Trolling, ganun.
Stan trolling, diba?
Parang it's not cute.
Mm. Yeah, kasi
hindi nila alam, parang tao din kausap.
Oh my God. And they're hiding behind like their idol's picture. Like, okay.
Oh, it's parang girl. Let me see the photo.
Let me see
your photo.
The reason why like tagal ako like naging K-pop fan until like 2017, oh my God, like a full grown adult, is because dati kasi, diba, like K-pop was quite a thing in the Philippines back
yes.
in the day. Because
dahil din kay Sandara.
Kay Sandara, diba? Doon talaga nag pop talaga. And then, of course, Gangnam Style. To put into context yung struggle ko with looking like very non-Filipino. Kasi in my school, the teachers would always put me with the international students, yung mga Korean and Chinese students. Yung parang bago lang good sila nag-move in. Like, I don't know kung na-experience mo yan sa school mo, yung parang my new students. And then parang like, everyone, welcome to the class, si so-and-so. And then parang yung isang estudyante sa class mo na parang grabe mag-English. Like, sila yung gawing buddy. Meron ba kayong ganun?
Meron.
Oo, so ako, that was me. Throughout my schooling life in the Philippines. So parang, grabe ang pagka-avoid ko ng K-pop. Kasi parang perpetuate na parang, oh my God, like, you're like not Filipino. Kasi I was the one who made friends with the Chinese people na parang struggle pa sila mag-understand ng Tagalog. Yung ganun.
Tapos parang baka din, I mean, I'm not sure if ganun yung inisip mo, pero baka inisip ng ibang tao na, kaya ka nakikinig sa K-pop kasi yung mga friendships mo, mga international students.
Oo, parang ganun. Like, I did not want to be seen as that. So parang like, I'm like, okay. Ew, K-pop. But now I'm like, girl,
so
jokes
nakatago.
On me. Natago. Oo. For all of the listeners, I think I might be the second person that CJ has had as a guest na hindi close friend. If I'm right?
Yes.
Kasi diba si Sela from MNL48?
Close kami, charot.
Oh my God, naging
close pala. Hindi joke lang ako na close. No. Pero si Andres, as in, saka ikaw yung first ever.
Interesting. So, on top of that, I want to ask you, moving forward with your podcast, are you more open to interviewing new people such as I?
Yes, kasi nga, alam mo, wala lang nag-volunteer. Parang, guys, aww, if you want to talk to me, if you want to guest to the podcast, parang just message me. Kasi,
you heard that? If you're a fan, you could be on this podcast.
Fan talaga. Hindi, pero kasi, I mean, no offense to my friends, they're my friends, pero I know their stories. Like, question
you know
mark, I know them na. Parang gusto ko ng mga, lalo na kasi I make this podcast as an excuse to talk to other people. Yung mga, you know, yung mga hindi ko usually makakausap kung walang dahil sa quarantine. Let's thank Andres
for
being in this episode. So, guys, if like na-offend kayo sa accent namin, that's your problem, not
like
mine.
Like another disclaimer.
Like we don't really care though. Lalo na if you're like Australian and you got offended, it's none of my business. Sorry.
Like it's not a systemic attack against you. Like let's be clear.
No. Yeah. It's our own culture as Asian Australians.
That's true.
So yes, again, thank you to Andres for joining. Yes, we have to stop. Oh my god, speak normally. And if you want to contact, pwede ka bang ma-contact Andres? Like if anyone wants to DM you.
Yeah, or... my Twitter is @heartlineheaven. I honestly, it's just like a retweet Twitter at this point because I. Bitch, I got nothing to say. Like, let's
just ang ganda nga eh. Ganyan na next na gagawin ko. Parang, I'm gonna stop tweeting. Parang, let's just retweet this cute cat.
Wait, grabe ka ba yung mag-delete ng tweet, girl?
Stop it! No, pero follow nyo Heartline Haven?
Heartline Heaven.
Heaven.
It's heart.
Ayun.
Line Heaven.
Line Heaven. So, puso, linya, langit. Yes!
Langit. Oh my god, love that!
Okay, so bye-bye to Andres.
Bye-bye, everyone.
What was said by CJ Villa?
That's me.